Elsa in the Tontlawald. If you would stray too far behind the town and cross the border of the final field and jump the creek where girls and boys have drowned and stray all while the Sunday matin pealed and trespass amongst the forest trees, what would they yield? To lads' axes they yielded blood and howls, to dusk-time wanderers sights of fleeting black-rag children leaping, calling, tortured owls, to a stumpen man with his tumorous patchwork sack and his cart-sized cat with its glowing, coal-hot yowls. To Elsa as she fled the ringing town, where amongst the mottled churchstones her green-eyed father took lily hand from humble gown and snatched the veil away to taste his bride, young Elsa's black-eyed playmate, to have and hold down. To Elsa running from the cold, loud church, where her dear, dark, soft friend was fastly wed. To Elsa as she plunged through blistered birch and scaly oak, they yielded wine-rich red strawberries, open-jawed. And he could search, but she would not come home. And so she lay in the belly of the fruit. It spat her forth, the red froth scattered on the swell and sway, beneath the seashell boat that cantered north, and at the helm, a girl as golden white as day, who steered through world-vast waters, seas that sang, or Elsa thought, then saw the swift-tailed men with long wild hair that dwelt within the clang of tumulting waves, sang strange praise again and again to her, and Elsa's salt wind-ragged head rang with want, with wanderlust, song caught her throat, but then bright girl soaked up the sea in a rag to twist into her hair. From underfoot the boat she took, a blood-blue mussel in her fist, pocketed it so that they seemed to float a moment flawless. Then their tiptoes kissed the virid ground of this land, weird and remote, creased by queer squalls, glooming velds rustled gold, fleet, nacre-cheeked round Elsa came a crowd, made bold to the bright girl she bowed, thrust her kiss aqua deep, lips released their fine feast's flavours, myrrh cloyed the blue cold, tongues told their nuptial welding, and all thinking ceased. Days slipped and bubbled past them, nothing mattered to Elsa but the girl, each touch taught bliss sharp through the sun-moon haze, delights bright spattered her skin as pins, but edges of each kiss by him, that old bent stain were tattered, his chiming cat, his sap of thoughts and myths, reminiscences of her heart-stained father, of the girl she'd left behind to be his wife. She wept sour for forgetting one she used to love, till here, the stumped man said, I'll bring to life a glazed clay Elsaling as like you as a glove to your sweet hand. Just let my gentle knife borrow your blood to mix with its muddy muscle, and let me tear your bread to be its heart. This jade-slick snake behind its brow will rustle ghost-like thoughts. With your kiss it will start from here, return into willowed banks to tussle with your old love, as if you'd never been apart. And so she kissed her effigy goodbye, and let the years breeze round her song-fed head. They danced nights 'neath plumage of north-loomed sky, till Elsa rested from her bright girl's bed, was told, you must grow up, you must now fly. Hawk-shaped she stumbled, staggered, thermal-tossed, somehow in daylight, somehow looking down upon those warrened woods where she had lost her step, and on her scarce-remembered town and on her weathered home, guarded by the mossed shell of her dried-up changeling who had felled her first love with a deep-thrust jade-scaled tongue and fed her father poisoned bread. Blood welled sudden from Elsa's breast, shaft-pierced she spun and crashed to earth, unmourned, unknelled. But wait! From Ur-yon hill the land's prince rides, and wakens with a kiss his new-claimed bride.